The rule?
Nothing.
Exception.
What? First of all, for the musician, exceptional place will be
graveyard.
Because musician and the grave, they normally they don't go together. And this musician was playing to please everyone. Now he realized that there is something out of this everyone. You could try to please that. This is the beginning of the final story. Then magic started to happen. Anybody remembers the magic started to happen? Rumi talked about it. Rumi stopped, even reminded you that, remember, scientifically when you're talking, yes, you play semantically, but at the end you try to clarify something. Here, we need the miracle, because the thing we are feeding you, without the miracle, doesn't taste good. So you will not bite it. We use the miracle like a bait, because we are trying to separate you from your intelligence. Remember, your intelligence did something, separated you from the outside? We are trying to teach you to separate yourself from that, because it's possible. You could look at your intelligence. You could push around your intelligence. You could do a lot of it, because it's a tool. You're more than that. Who are you? That would be a good question. In this story, miracle happened. First of all, this guy should cry. The outcome of cry is to go to sleep. We talked about this. Why the cry? What is the meaning of crying? The meaning of understanding my limitation, understanding me being a little piece of all of this. Going back for a realization like that doesn't come cheap. So, I have to pass my physical, let's say, knowledge. I have to start to go to the state of dream, remember? Because from there I could pass to imagination, then find out in non-existence. So, the old hard man will sleep. Then another magic. One was not enough. The second one, Umar feels sleepy. In his sleep, he will be told that there is this good man needing us over there. Go and 700 bucks, give him and tell him that, okay, go and spend this for your guitar and come back tomorrow. Umar came. This is the Caliph. Remember, this is the guy that the miracle happened. And he didn't say, I feel sleepy, maybe last night I didn't sleep well, or maybe because last night I ate too much, anything like that. He believed and he said, I have to go and receive the message. He had received the message. But he will not recognize this guy. He'll go around because he's looking for something. Then he will realize that, when you're looking for something, you will find something. If you are not looking for something, you could find everything. So we will find the hard man. And we'll give him the money. And suddenly, there was an earthquake. Something strange started to happen. Because now, we are facing a changed man. Our heart man is transformed, is a different person. Why? Two miracles happened. He voluntarily came to the graveyard and went to the state of dream, and the state of dream sent the caliph over there. Now the guy will realize what's up. And like everyone in the graveyard, at the last moment, we look back to the life past, and normally it looks that it passed foolishly. Now we are there. Two paragraphs, actually story finished, right? You know that the guy did it, made it. Omar gave him money, finished, right? The very dramatic ending is here. Peter.
Line 2198,
something
like that.
Yes.
Yes. Omar, may God be well pleased with him. That him turned his gaze from the stage of weeping, which is existence, to the stage of absorption, which is non-existence.
You see what happened? The scene was that the guy started to cry that how foolish it was, how stupid it was. I spent my entire life pleasing these people. I could have done this. Omar told him, this realization is the gate. This is the sign of you becoming conscious. Because without this, you are not conscious, you are intelligent. Consciousness is different stuff. See, we have studied life on the earth a little bit. At least on the earth. In the ocean, we don't know what's going on. We haven't studied even 3% of the ocean. We don't know what's happening there at all. But outside, we have observed a lot of animals. Have you ever found the consciousness? Have you ever found the hunter thinking that, was it you that killed this guy and I'm going to eat him now? It doesn't happen that way. But it does happen. And that was it. When you look back, you think, why was he doing that? Because remember, we are trying to do one simple thing here. I believe in a very short story. I told it in the first story. Normally I do. Something happens and I talk about the story of a coin. I'll remind you that if you want to understand the coin, the most important thing to remember is what?
Both sides.
Both sides. Turn it around. With one side, you don't see the coin. That was the parrot, remember? The first parrot. So, I want to understand myself. What should I do? I should turn the coin. Huh? Okay, you want to understand yourself. You have to turn the coin. What is the coin? What is the coin? What is that you want to understand? What side of your coin is visible? And you know it. Because when I say flip it, means that you know this, turn it around, see the other side. Which side of you is visible?
My actions.
Intelligence. Your intelligent side is visible to you. When you think about yourself, you think about your intelligence. You think about your mind and mindset and thinking and ideas. You could make that semantic game, but at the end of the day, you believe that you're your intelligence, right? We are trying to flip that coin for you, or teach you how to flip it. And it will flip when you could turn around and look at this intelligent you and see how limited it is and how funny it is. Because when it is flipped, now the other side is here.